Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Dallas, Texas at the Mohawk Annual Retailers Meeting, and I'm here with Jim Walker. Jim, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, Kemp.
It's always good to catch up with you. As most people know, you're the CEO of the Certified Floor Covering Installers organization, and many people know you're also a Hall of Fame award winner with the WFCA. You've done a lot to represent the trained installer base in our industry. So as the market starts to recover, and you know, our estimation is that the residential market is probably seeing a 7 to 8% growth this year, what is the state of available trained installers now?
Right now, Kemp, we're finding across the country, doesn't make any difference what part of the country, that there is a shortage of qualified installers. Now, there's always people out there, part-timers, people that know the fuzzy side goes up or the wood slick side goes up, but the actual techniques that's used to install this product is lacking. Most of the quality installers have gotten out of the trade because of the downturn in the floor covering. So they got out of the trade, and I don't know if they'll be back or not, but right now there's a definite shortage.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know you do an annual meeting every year, and I've been real impressed because not only do you train the hands-on skill sets, but you train about professionalism and about, you know, interacting with retailers and understanding that it's got to be a partnership. I know you had a meeting that I wasn't able to go to in Kansas City, but at that meeting, did you get the sense that, because that's generally attended by the people who go out and train the rest of the installers in the country, did you get a sense that they were really busy and that there's a lot to get done?
Yes, there is a lot to get done. Now, those people that we have trained, that we call them trainers, that go out and do this, they actually report back to me about how many people attended, what their attention span was, what their skill level was. And we're finding that most of the people that are in the trade now are in stage one. It's an entry level. Not to say that some of the people that stayed with the trade, there are some people out there. But we just need a lot more if we're going to meet the demand that we're expecting in the future.
Mm-hmm. So what are we going to do to solve this issue?
One of the things that we have done to solve the issue is that we have partnered with Mohawk University. The CFI is going to start training with Mohawk, all of their floorscape and the color center dealers. We've also partnered again with WFCA. They are sponsoring 6 major installation certifications across the country right now. The first one will be in Chicago. They've partnered with the Chicago Floor Covering Association. And at that meeting, there's going to be 4 surfaces offered. There'll be resilient, ceramic tile, wood and carpet. You can get your certification for entry-level certification on all of those surfaces.
Now, I know it's surfaces this year. We've run some of your releases that you where you're talking about a pretty major training program that's going on actually in Vegas during the time of surfaces. Last year, I believe it was focused on carpet, and this year it's more focused on hard surface. Is that right?
That's correct. We're going to be having a hands-on actual certification in the Las Vegas Convention Center there. That's sponsored by Hanley Wood and many, many, too many to mention, suppliers. But we're going to be doing a ceramic certification and a wood certification.
Now, one other topic I wanted to catch up with you on, because, you're kind of the icon in this area, is around this carpet certification program. We've known for many years that CRI had a program called 104 and 105, and then the IICRC got involved, and it was funded by CRI and the WFCA, and they call it the S600. Where does that stand today?
We've been working on it for 4 years. Right now, it's still in limbo. There's a lot of decisions that have to be made by the mills. We have areas of responsibility for everyone, and right now, there's really not a consensus on the key points of the document, but we do expect this to be completed.
Okay. So there's no telling when that's going to happen. Do you think it'll happen in 14?
It should happen. I feel comfortable it will happen in 14.
Now, one other question I'm curious about is we all understand the independent contractor relationship, and as things have happened now around health care and many of the other government regulations around the relationships and whether or not somebody's truly an employee or whether they're truly a subcontractor, where does all that stand today?
It's very complicated as to whose responsibility those subcontractors are going to be. There are a set of rules out there set forth by the government, and you have to meet a criteria before you're actually considered an employee. Just because you have an independent license and you're performing a duty for a retailer does not constitute you to be an independent contractor, because it depends on how much that dealer is supporting you financially and instructions. If he's giving the instructions, if he's telling you how to do a job, all these things play into these points that the government has set forth. One of the biggest problems we're having out there is will these subcontractors be considered employees, and will the owners or the shop owners have to pay into the Obamacare, into their health care program? So that's a major concern right now.
Mm-hmm. Is the WFCA plugged into that, and what's going on with that?
Yes, we do get the liberty of using the WFCA's advice. We also are contacting the states, the administrators of the states of these programs, and working with them. We had a main speaker there at our convention in Baltimore this year who was outlining some of the do's and don'ts of qualifying to be a subcontractor or actually an employee. Are you actually an employee? So we are working with the programs and trying to advise people the right way to go.
Mm-hmm. Now, there was a win last year or a year before up in that Washington, Baltimore area with an organization, right?
That there was. The federal government came in and actually classified a retailer's installers as employees. And he spent thousands of dollars fighting the government. And finally, he won. Finally, he won, but it cost him thousands of dollars. And so this is what we're trying to get to avoid happening to the retailers that our installers work for.
Yeah. All right, Jim, one last question. If people that have an issue right now with certified installers, they've got an issue and they want to get plugged into one of your trading programs, which you do around the country, how can they find out information on where to send, whether it be their employee or their independent contractor, where they can get better training?
Well, they can go on the net and look under CFI, and they can find us where it's listed, where we're having our seminars, or they can contact the CFI office at 816-231-4646. They can call the home office there and find out the schedules or we're going, or even to schedule a certification. We're open to that, too. So we're out there. You can look almost in any trade paper. You can find us.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Jim's good to talk to you. Again, we've been talking to Jim Walker, who's the CEO with the Certified Floor Cover Installer Group. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.